What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Baseball Rundown with Coach Raz, Ryan Lombardi, and the head coach of the Bonnies, head coach Jason Rathbun. Coach, tough weekend for you guys. Can't pull it out against Dayton. And, you know, you threaten to have the tying run at the plate or winning run at the plate actually twice on Friday and in game three on Sunday, and just unable to come through with that timely hit. It's kind of been the theme all season long.
Yeah, you know, another – you know, one run loss, just, you know, didn't come up with the clutch hits. You know, timely hitting, I think, has kind of been our issue all year, and we had a lot of it this week, it feels like. So, yeah, going through a tough, you know, I felt like this was a really big weekend for our guys and, you know, a big series at home that could really put us back in the mix. You know, especially coming off a weekend where we played Rhode Island against Rhode Island so well, you know, you hope the momentum would kind of be in the right direction. You know, I told the guys, I felt like the Niagara game at Niagara last week was kind of like the beginning of that feeling that we were starting to get disconnected a little bit. Like, you know, I thought we had an opportunity to score more runs up there, be a little aggressive and put that game away, and to kind of end it in a tie, you know, before having a big weekend series, it just didn't feel like, you know, it wasn't headed in the right direction after a big week. You know, you go sweep Rhode Island at home, right? You think you're going to come out on Tuesday and, you know, go score 10, 12 runs and get a win and have momentum headed into Dayton. You know, unfortunately, it didn't happen that way. And then we got off to, you know, a rough first inning, even out of the gates. And, you know, we responded with some runs, which was good, but, you know, Dayton's a really good offensive team. I knew we would have to score runs this weekend to win this series.
Yeah. So the Friday game, you guys lose 6-3. You got a decent start out of David James. He had to throw way more pitches in some innings than he really should have. But he went six innings, only gave up three earned runs and had eight strikeouts.
Yeah, DJ had some errors behind him, which caused him to kind of extend innings that he should have been out of early. You know, I think we could have easily gotten seven or eight out of him, you know, not had to use, you know, go to the bullpen so early. And he was, you know, he had eight strikeouts and one walk. So, you know, he was pretty dialed in, but, you know, we just didn't make plays defensively, which, you know, timely hitting and our defense has been our issues this year.
Yeah. And then fast forward to the doubleheader on Sunday. You guys have really gotten kind of screwed in this whole scheduling thing. You've had to play back-to-back weekends of doubleheaders, and you guys lose game one 8-0, and their starting pitcher just kind of had his way with your lineup.
Yeah, frustrating game. You know, it was a tight game early and felt like we had a couple calls that didn't go our way. And then, you know, thought there was a pretty obvious call that, you know, three guys missed with no runners on. So that got me run from the game. So that was my
– How was watching it from your office?
You know, not the best.
Yeah.
It's never a good feeling, especially when you replay the video in your office, you know, to kind of reassure what you saw. And, you know, it's a terrible feeling to get tossed from a game when you were right. You know,
yeah.
That's what makes it difficult to deal with mentally, but you know, I just had to come up here for I think it was like two innings and then go back out for the second game of the doubleheader. So just a weird day.
Yeah, most of, I mean, and their pitcher looked really good. I thought Tristan had a great start up until, you know, that seventh inning. He kind of faltered a little bit, and then Joey Calabretti just kind of had a tough outing for the first time. That was the first time he had given up runs in an outing in five straight appearances.
Yeah. You know, I thought Tristan did a good job keeping us close through six. You know, who are you going to beat when you have two hits?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if it's a seven-inning game or a nine-inning game. Like, when the games are short like that, you have a seven-inning game. Because I used to play a lot of them in JUCO, right? You have to score early and often. Like, you can't wait. You know, I think we've put pressure on teams a lot this year in the seventh, eighth, and ninth of trying to score runs, not necessarily, you know, cashing in, but we've put pressure on teams. And when you have a quick game like that, you can't wait around. And, you know, two hits just is not good enough to get a win.
And then fast forward to game two on Sunday, you guys lose 7-6, and it was another one of those games. You guys are right in it. Your offense is coming through. And then two unearned runs in the later half of the game, and then a missed opportunity in the ninth inning, and you guys are unable to pull that one out.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of a back-and-forth game. I think it was 5-5 after 6.
Yep.
You know, and then they scored two in the seventh there. You know, we got one back in the bottom, but just couldn't cross another run in the eighth or ninth to tie the game. You know, just had opportunities, just didn't cash in.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, James Capolupo was really great in relief. Had two innings, only gave up one hit, a walk, two strikeouts, and even Enger, I thought, gave you guys a chance in the game. He was just throwing strikes. And then even Nolan, you know, the two honored runs were in it cost to him, and he had three strikeouts in those two innings.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Enger's thrown a lot of innings for us this year. The control's gotten a little better. You know, he has gotten hit a little bit more than I would expect with his stuff, but I think teams are preparing for him. There's a lot of video on him now, so they know what, you know, they know what he's going to kind of go to, and I think they prepare for his fastball, and they're ready to compete when he gets on the mound. But yeah, James has been really good all year on the bullpen, and you know, I think he's gaining confidence every time out. So, you know, not surprised with his success that he's had. I think he's changed his routine as a pitcher and taken his body more seriously this year, and I think, you know, that's reflective in the numbers.
So talk to me a little bit for the team as a whole. I mean, it's very hard when, you guys lose three straight in a weekend to keep them confident, keep them going. What kind of has been your message to the team as the coach?
Well, I think it's important to continue to try to get better, right? Like, why – trying to figure out the reasons why it hasn't clicked. You know, so you try to, as a coach, you're trying to figure out all the little things that you want to change or do different. But you definitely want to have your core values, right, reinforced. And I think that as a team, maybe we've let some of those things slip away. You know, we had issues within the team that we've had to deal with this week. And, you know, we've addressed those situations. But we want to make sure that we're following our team rules and that we're doing the right things. And if it's not, then there's going to be a standard that we're trying to get to, right? I think we've consistently tried to be better in phases of preparing to play, right? So I think you have to do everything. I'm truly believed to be successful, right? Anything that's difficult, in order to be successful, you have to be willing to sacrifice something that you really like to do, right? Like, whatever it may be. Like, if you... in business or life or anything, like sometimes you have to sacrifice things that maybe you want to do in order to achieve greatness. Right. And I don't know that we've learned to do that yet as a team. I think we're trying to change that culture and we're trying to do the right things, but we haven't sacrificed enough yet. Right. So it's like, how do you get that message across? And I think trying to find a way to make them understand what it takes to be successful, well, you'll see those results when you're doing the right things. If you're not doing the right things, obviously you're not going to have success, right?
Right?
So, like, trying to teach them all of the little things that matter. Like, clearly we've closed the gap, right? I think you can look at these 4 years that I've been here and you see progress, right? There's progress in our field, in our facilities, the atmosphere here. I think our preparation for games, you know, our practice plans, our scheduling of things, you know, like our routines that we control here on campus, right? Like, I think that we've done a really good job of enhancing that. I think the talent is better, right? Like, I think you see really talented players, right? Like, I think there's a lot of things that we've improved that are hands-on here on campus that we've done. I don't know that we've learned to be championship type of team away from the hands-on stuff, right? Like, I don't know, like, and there's a lot of that, right? Like, nutrition. I think everybody used to break Selena's chops last year, right? About his eating habits.
Yeah.
Not eating fast food when it's a Sunday and a getaway day and we're on the way back and we have to just grab something quick. This kid is ordering ahead at an Outback that's close by to have it DoorDash so he would eat some steak, right? Like, meal prep. He would get meal prep from the local restaurant around here to prep for his weekends. Like, so when we did stop for something quick, like, I think that we do a really good job of getting them proper nutrition on the road. I think Sunday getaway day is probably the one day where we let them eat more unhealthy, right? Yeah. But if you're consistently in a routine of doing those things, you're preparing your body, right? Like, there's a reason he added a lot of muscle mass while he was here, right? His effort in the weight room, away from the field, the things that he was doing extra. And I think that we see that in other kids, right? Like, I think, and it's great to see it out of a kid like Christian Lamoth, right? Like, he has done those little things and you see it, like, physically, like, his body is changing. He's getting stronger. He's getting bigger, right? Like, there's a preparation to him playing.
And his numbers as a freshman are pretty darn good.
Right. You know, and he's a freshman hitting in a 3 or 4 hole, right?
Yeah.
But as a coaching staff, when you see a player like that investing in themselves and their body and you're physically seeing a change, like, those are the kids that you want to invest in, and we need to get more of those kids, right? And I think that we're getting there, but we need, as a culture, for everybody to be on that page, right? So it's, how are you prepping your body in the weight room? How are you taking care of your body before a game? How are you taking your care of your, you know, professionals, when they have a stretch where they play a lot of games, they're in the training room, they're ice bathing, they're doing care, you know, care on their body. I think our pitchers, for the most part, some of them do a really good job. Like, David James does a really good job of that. Well, look at his numbers this year. Look what he's done in preparation of every start, right? Like, I think as a team, we have to learn to do, like, everybody has to be locked in that way. And I don't think we're there yet, right? So things are changing. I think we've closed the gap, right? Like, a lot of our scores that you've seen in the past are 8-10 run games. We're getting blown out, right? We'd win a game here or there for sure. And we've been in series, but we haven't, like, I feel like we've been in every game this year. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many games that are like 1-run, 2-run games. So it's like, all right, what's the difference? What's going to take us over the edge in those close 1-run, 2-run games? I think part of the answer is learning how to be a championship team away from campus and your preparation to be a great team.
Yeah. And I was just, you know, scrolling through your schedule. I counted 7 losses that were kind of like out of reach, like 8 or more runs. Only 7 of your losses have been that bad. You look at years prior, like you said, it's a lot more than that. And you guys are getting better, but now it's just, you know, making the plays when they matter, and also, you know, getting hits when it matters most. You know, the timely hitting is so big. So you guys are getting there, and you could see since, you know, point A to point B, you guys have keep developing, and now it's just, where does it go from here?
Exactly. And I think that we have the pieces that we need here to take that next step moving forward, right? This year is what it is. And at the end of the day, it's a disappointment. I'm disappointed, right? I think that I know we've had some losses by injuries, but I think everybody has injuries, right? Everybody has injuries. So, you know, I mean, that's going to happen. But, like, those close games, those moments, right? If you're doing so much to prepare for those moments, you're going to deliver. If you're sacrificing things that you may want to do, but you know is not the best thing, you're going to be more clutch in those moments. I've just seen it over the course of time. The teams that do those things, there's a difference. So it's my job as a coach to look over that, continue to push the narrative, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, you can bring, what's the saying? You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. And that's basically what all you can do as a coach, right?
Right. But it's not allowing that to be okay either.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're going to drink the water.
Yeah.
Or we're going to get a different horse.
There you go. There you go. Quickly, coach, just a look ahead. Going to be a tough weekend. You guys are playing the A-10 leaders in St. Joe's. Just what are you kind of seeing from them film wise?
They're electric. They had a lot of, you know, they had a lot of success in kids transferring home back to their area, from some bigger schools. So they're really good. You know, I think for us, it's just about finishing the last 3 weeks strong. You know, our playoff hopes are gone. So it's just about trying to find a way to continue to build towards what we want to be. And going out and playing well down the stretch certainly helps that cause. You know, we'd like to not finish at the bottom of the A-10 standing. So I think, you know, that's important to us. We've got 9 games left in the A-10. So just, you know, finish the season strong, trying to make sure that our seniors go out on a good note. I'm hopeful for that for them, that they can put together some wins down the stretch here. So, you know, their final memories can be good ones. But yeah, I mean, we just got to go out and compete, continue to push, and not be complacent.
Not mathematically eliminated yet. That's all I'll say, Coach.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but not mathematically eliminated. Well, Coach, I appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Baseball Rundown, brought to you by the Bonnies Online Network.